When Jamie was born, I was very fortunate. I was able to stay in the hospital for a week because you really need the rest. And I had had a difficult delivery. And we were living in a tiny apartment. It was a fourplex, and we were on the second floor. And we had a one-bedroom apartment, and it was on the south side of the house. So and it was in Arlington, Virginia. And so the summer, I brought her home the end of August, and it was so hot. And Bruce carried me up the stairs because it was they brought me home in an ambulance, of all things. But of course, they would have carried me up in the stretcher, and Bruce thought that was unnecessary. So he carried me up the stairs, and he was not able to take off very long, but he did take off a few days and stayed with me. And it was so wonderful having a baby, and my first. And she was a very healthy baby, just such a joy. By the time she was 8 weeks old, she was sleeping from 6 o'clock at night to 6 in the morning. And I was nursing her, and she was gaining very well. And we were limited as to space, but it didn't seem to matter because we were very happy to be together and to have our baby. And we had a very, very wonderful woman who would come every Saturday night and stay with Jamie. So we were able to go out for dinner and meet friends and have an evening out. Yeah. Well, Bruce felt very strongly about that. He always made it possible for us to have a Saturday night out.
That's really wonderful.
Yeah, it's important. And it's good for children to learn that they can be with someone that's adequate and caring, and they don't have to be with mama and papa all the time. So, and it wasn't too long before I was pregnant with Bob because there were just 19 months between Jamie and Bob. And he was born when we still lived in the same apartment. I came home to the same apartment. Well, of course, it was crowded as could be then. And actually, Jamie was born, the Navy had a floor at Columbia Hospital for women when Jamie was born. So that's where she was born, in the District of Columbia. They had taken over. They had were able to have civilians in the Naval Hospital at Bethesda. So Bob was born at Bethesda, and 20 months later, Evans was born at Bethesda, and I was in the same bed in the same ward when after the delivery, which was pretty funny. But anyway, Bob was very healthy, and I had no problems, and we came home. And then a month after that, we moved to a bigger apartment. We had a two-bedroom apartment, and the children were in the same room. And mother came and visited us when we were living there because I didn't get back to the West Coast for 15 years.
Wow.
It was just, we just couldn't afford it for one thing. And besides, traveling with very little babies is not the best idea. And 20 months after Bob, along came Evans, and we found a three-bedroom townhouse to live in, which was in Falls Church, Virginia. Bruce went to headquarters, Marine Corps, he was supposed to be there for 6 months, and we stayed for 5 years. And I had three children while we were stationed there.
And what caused you to move from there? Where did you move
Well,
there?
Bruce was transferred, and he was transferred to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And that was during the Korean War. So we waited. I waited in Virginia until we were able to get quarters and live on the base. We had 3 years on the base at Camp Lejeune, and it was really lovely because we were like 15 minutes from the ocean beach and a block away from the Olympic size pool at the officers' club. So the children all learned to swim there and to enjoy that kind of a climate. It was very warm in the summertime, but pleasant in the winter. And we enjoyed living there. We had a lot of trouble occasionally with mosquitoes because it had been a swamp. But they were able to spray with DDT in those days, and that kept the mosquitoes down.
Yes.
Because you couldn't have lived there otherwise. We went from Camp Lejeune 3 years there, and then we were transferred 40 miles north to Cherry Point, North Carolina, which was a naval air station, Marine Corps naval air station. And we didn't live in quarters there. We had a little three-bedroom house out just a short ways out off the base. And I taught school there. Actually, at Camp Lejeune, I organized and ran a preschool that was just a block away from home. So in the morning, I would go to the preschool, and Jamie was in the building next door in kindergarten.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it was nice. It was very nice.
And where was that preschool? What base was that?
Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
And uh-huh. What year was that?
Let's see. We went to Camp Lejeune in 1951.
Okay.
And then we went to Cherry Point in 1954. And in 1959, we 54. No, in 1956, we went to Swarthmore, Pennsylvania. And Bruce was in charge of reorganizing the supply department at the Philadelphia Depot. And we were there for 3 years. And that was a wonderful 3 years, because Swarthmore is one of the loveliest towns you could live in, plus the fact that their school system was just magnificent. And I also was involved with the preschool, where we were the sort of the laboratory for the psychology department for the Swarthmore College.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we had a lot of professors' children in that school, and a lot of other children, too. But after that, I had preschool at Camp Lejeune, and I taught kindergarten at Cherry Point. We had a private kindergarten that was authorized by the three Protestant churches in the little town, and that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting. But after that, I didn't do preschool teaching anymore, because the children really didn't want me to be working with little children anymore. They were happy to have me at home. Let's see. Jamie was born in 46, and we went to Swarthmore, Pennsylvania in 56. So she was 10, and Bob was 8 and a half, and Evans was 7. And they went to school there in Swarthmore for 3 years. And by the time when we left, Jamie was 13, and Bob was 11 and a half, and Evans was 10. So, and we went to Seattle then. Yeah, we went to Seattle because Bruce went overseas.
Oh,
and
where was he?
He was sent to Okinawa, where he was supply officer of the division in garrison in Okinawa. And that was why we couldn't go, because the division had to be ready to mount out at any time.
Mm-hmm. And is that when you were able to stay in a home near your mother?
Uh-huh, that was when we lived next door to mother. And that was really great. It was a gift of God. That's all there was to it. I mean, there we were, and we got to do that. And the children got to meet their great uncles and aunts, whom they'd never seen before, and lots of cousins. It was, and also their uncles, because Dan and George and Seaver were all living in Seattle when we first came. Then George left and went back to Cape Canaveral. He was in the space program.
Mm-hmm.
But it was wonderful being close to, especially to Seaver again, because we had always been so very close.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never met Helen, and all three of the children were born. All three of the boys were born at that time. It wasn't until after we moved away from Seattle that Gretchen was born.
And how long were you able to stay and live near your mother?
18 months. She said that she had had a month for every year that we were gone. So that made it very special. And mm-hmm. It was very hard on her when we moved away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard for me too, except for the fact that it was so wonderful to have Bruce back and that we were going to be picking up our lives again, you know, in the Marine Corps. And we went to Camp Pendleton in California.
Oh, okay.
And Mother came to visit us there. Yes, indeed. There was lots of changes and lots of moving around, but mostly it was very worthwhile.